is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Americans enter the 4th of July weekend with warnings about the rapid rise in coronavirus cases. The U.S. set its sixth record high in a week and a half with another 52,000 cases. Dr. Aileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist at Florida University.
It's absolutely the saddest thing, the most unnecessary situation that we're finding ourselves in, and it's behaviorally driven.
Hospitalizations have more than doubled in Miami-Dade County in the last 2 weeks. Many beaches in South Florida are closed. They are also closed in hard-hit California, but New Yorkers have been hitting the sand at Coney Island.
It keeps you worried. You know, you got to keep your eyes open and stay tuned to everything that's going on, but we're not going to let it stop us from enjoying the beautiful sun in the air.
Just 1.1% of COVID tests are coming back positive in New York, the country's former epicenter. A no-brainer from Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think it's pretty obvious that we are not going in the right direction.
He points out data showing a virus mutation allows for quicker spread. So much for a socially distanced basketball season.
NBA players are supposed to stay safe from the coronavirus by staying in a so-called bubble at the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World in Orlando. Their friends and family are not allowed to go in and out, but resort workers are. And an Orlando Sentinel analysis found thousands of union employees live in counties that are hot zones of coronavirus infections. The league and Disney are working on an agreement to test some of the workers. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
One of the late Jeffrey Epstein's accusers is pleased. Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman she says groomed her for sex when she was a teenager, is under arrest. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Virginia Giuffre tweeted her thanks to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, calling Maxwell an insidious creature. She says she hopes the judge throws the book at her. Maxwell is expected to be arraigned in federal court here in New York next week.
There will be two national anthems when the NFL kicks off its 2020 season.
It has been performed by many great vocalists. Aretha Franklin, Beyoncé, and numerous church and school choirs. Now the National Football League reportedly plans to have the song Lift Every Voice and Sing, what many call the Black National Anthem, performed before each game during the first week of the season. The song was adopted by the NAACP in 1919 as its official song. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Visit rocketmortgage.com today.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm so glad I'm taking this product. It really has done a lot. My skin on my legs was like leather. I kid you not. It really cleared up everything. My skin looks better. I feel better. And I just look better.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
Officials in Oklahoma have filed charges in a death that happened a year ago.
Two police officers in Wilson, Oklahoma are facing murder charges after they used tasers more than 50 times on the 4th of July last year on a man who later died. Prosecutors said that, quote, greatly exceeded what would have been necessary or warranted and was a factor in the death. The officers said the 28-year-old man, Jared Lakey, was disorderly and did not comply with commands. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's a little different this year, but
talking baseball.
Socially distanced spring training is getting underway today. Workouts are being held at each team's home ballpark instead of in Florida and Arizona. 1,600 players have undergone coronavirus testing. The MLB bracing for the possibility of more than 100 positives. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.